with Kerry Nosler. Brought to you by Sunrise Natural Foods. Talk 650 KSTE. Here's Kerry Nosler.
Yes, indeed, Kerry Nosler here with you for the second hour of the Wide World of Health. Thanking you so much for joining us today. And a very, very exciting program, and kind of, one of the real goals in nutrition, exercise, and health would be to find a way for you or me or anyone to absolutely know on an individual basis just exactly what we should be doing as far as optimizing our health is concerned. That could be exercise, that could be the food we eat, the supplements we take, when to eat, how to eat, every particular part of what makes you the healthiest and best you that you can be. We obviously have lots of information that we get all the time, and it's sometimes difficult to figure out where to put it all together, how to put it all together, and something that that is more than just kind of a blanket recommendation. Well, this could be the way to do it. Dr. Greg Tepft is our special guest today on the Wide World of Health. We have his book, Your Personal Life. It says, measuring what your specific body needs to live lean, long, strong, and better. Dr. Tepft is the founder of something called Personalized Nutrition Consultants, and this happens to be the world's leading expert in personalized nutrition, what we were talking about. Also, very, very interesting background, a Triple Crown Natural Mr. America bodybuilding title holder. He also happens to be a renowned clinical bio-nutritionist, a wellness practitioner, author, speaker, and has worked with over 110,000 people in putting together this personalized nutrition. It's a system of nutritional testing based on over 60 years of orthomolecular medical research. Again, all of it very well documented, evidence-based medicine, as we say. But unfortunately, a lot of the tests either are not utilized or in some cases are just so new that they haven't been picked up by the rest of the healing community. From Olympic athletes, bodybuilders, it doesn't matter whether you're rich and famous or neighborhood guys, his work represents really at best an end to weight loss or to the proper way to lose weight, performance, healing, longevity. All of this taking the guesswork out of those particular goals. He's a former sports medicine staff member for the 1984 U.S. Olympic team, U.S. national swim team, the Race Across America, and other elite sports organizations. He's been treating patients since 1984. And we might add that in terms of his own accomplishments, it's not too often that you find someone who's a natural bodybuilding champion who also is a pretty close to Olympic-caliber swimmer and someone who excelled in track and field as well, and powerlifting. So quite a diverse group there, but just showing his passion and his interest for health and how it can be applied to any area of your life that that you happen to really focus on. But again, our inclination here is to find out just what is the science behind the opportunity to personalize and individualize your own health program. Again, Dr. Greg Tepft, our special guest today. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Kerry. Thanks so much for that introduction. I couldn't have said it better myself.
No doubt it's your life. I think that you could probably say it a lot better than I could because you've experienced it. And I guess it's that passion, Greg, that has not only compelled you in your own personal life, but that has put forth the kind of impetus that you have had to kind of share that with other people as well.
Well, absolutely. The results are nothing short of amazing sometimes when you just take the guesswork out of how to arrange, like you were saying, your nutrition, lifestyle, exercise. We're specializing in a scientific way to apply nutrition. And just like in sports, specificity is what makes the difference. In fact, we have in sport, you know, we have the specificity principle. If you want your arm to get stronger, you don't do calf exercises on your leg. You have to work on your arm. The same with nutrients. The more specific you can be about which nutrients your body really needs at this moment and in the long term, the more successful your body will be at running itself, lasting longer, performing better, and just about every, 1,800 diseases now that are linked directly to disturbances in nutrition that are very common in people, and not just nutrition, but cell regulators like you'd have heard of prostaglandins and, you know, hormones and things, and toxins. There's 400 toxins out there. And by the way, this is really completely skimmed over by conventional medicine. They don't look as far under the surface as they should. In fact, most, you know, people don't realize that. So there's just a huge dimension of unfulfilled healing that goes on because people don't know that we can know without a doubt how much like vitamin B6 they need per day, as an example, specifically, or how many more servings of squash per week versus cauliflower versus some other type of food. The science is that well developed, and really a lot of people, you know, we have so many, God, we were talking about it earlier, we're just blitzkrieged with information about everybody else but ourselves. And then when it comes to us, we're left in this guesswork kind of one-size-fits-all, if it'll work for you, it'll work for me nonsense. That was actually disproven in the 40s by Dr. Roger Williams, that there is no such thing as one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, I think biochemic individuality is the way he termed it. But you rely on a series of tests, and some more than others. And while we've acknowledged many times on this program that you don't often get a good shake from a conventional health practitioner when it comes to areas like nutrition or supplementation especially, but the kind of tests you're talking about have been developed by scientists. They're available and have been published. So, again, how have you used them any differently than any other health practitioner would use them, since, again, they were developed by health professionals or scientists or researchers in the first place?
Well, what we did was we took it out of, I've had 14 practice locations, if you can imagine. Of course, my probably most famous one being Malibu Health and Rehab, you know, the playground of the rich and famous, where really I was able to do all the tests that, in fact, there are 2,400 tests of the human body, and the medical people only learn 150. So they're trying to figure out everything from a very limited amount of tests. You know, when you go to the doc and you get a blood test or whatever, very, very limited. Well, the bad news is that really this whole process of personalizing, of specificity when it comes to nutrition, should have completely taken over in the U.S. In fact, in 1971, a study was concluded, 21 years long, and it said right there, talking about testing now, when they define nutrition, they define testing what's in food before you eat it and what's left in your body after, because they found person after person after person who thought they were on good diets and the right supplements and all that, that when they tested them, 99.78% of all people, in fact, this is an American statistic, have multiple imbalances of nutrients, cell regulators, and a whole bunch of toxic stuff they never knew was in them. And that when you start to sort this out, you know, once you know what you're dealing with, you look before you leap, that we can fix it. And, in fact, every disease now is connected to it. And in fact, I'll tell you what Dr. Weir concluded, 81% of all disease could be eradicated this way. That was in 71. So they kicked out, there was a Cornell study, they tried to get this out into the mainstream with doctors. This is what we called a sociocultural lag, you know, between what is the cutting edge of science and how long it takes to get out to society. Like, I don't know if you remember, but I think Copernicus discovered the world was round, but it took about 300 and some odd years before everybody agreed that was the truth. Well, it's sociocultural lags, luckily, thanks to the information explosion, all the ways we connect now, it is less than it used to be, but it's still 35 years. In 1972, Dr. Weir said, if we don't all start nutrition testing and putting in more of what our body needs and less of what it doesn't need to sort out these imbalances that lead to disease, in fact, within 35 years, this is in 72, she said that everybody would be on prescription medications, there would be a huge increase in the amount of people on medications, and the healthcare system would collapse. You'd think she'd get a Nobel Prize, right? And that's kind of what happened, because they tried to kick this out to the medical profession, but you got to go to school for another 4 years. That's why I have the two doctorates. It takes time. And people didn't believe that nutrition was all that important at first. And even the technology to get you fixed has been taken on by the labs, so they're actually medically proven programs. And to accelerate this whole thing, the government made some concessions, and I jumped on this. I was the first one on the Internet in 2001, because the majority of the tests that we can use, we can do mail order. We can cut out the doctor's office there at an extreme economical cost. We have some tests as little as $10. It's unbelievable what people, and you have to face it yourself anyway. Carrie, you've done one of these tests before. You see, just like any doctor's office, it's all about you, not about what somebody else is doing. And when you have this information in front of you and you have a proven plan, I'm talking about 86 million people now being studied in 76 countries, I checked my number, okay, actively on these programs, the results they get are nothing short of miraculous.
So is it just the test itself or the number of tests or the interpretation?
All the above. There's a way to put the test together, which we have from the very start, in a sequence where you get the biggest bang for the buck. And actually, it ends up saving most people money and gets rid of all the confusion and actually gets results in paper, not make-believe. You know how people say, well, this is – I feel better. Well, no. In a doctor's office, if they test your cholesterol and it's high, they'll want to put you on a drug and then test you again to see if the drug worked and if it went low. It's the same thing with every vitamin, certain food groups. All of this has to be worked out so you become your own science project because the study's about you. The backlog of information that they use to predict your diet and supplements comes from this database they've been studying. Actually, it started in 1903 with animals. I mean, animal feeds and the farm, even Seabiscuit had a fur test for minerals. And it's all moved forward and progressed. In fact, Dr. Roger Williams said, why don't we use these animal tests on humans? What's wrong with us? Well, the reason was because we're so concerned about everybody having smallpox and dying on the surgeon's table, we really got carried away with tests that really only narrowed things down to when we were really sick already, we knew something was wrong and forgot about all these little degenerative changes that take place from lifestyle problems that you don't know about until, and you can't feel until all of a sudden you come down with something really bad. Well, let's go back to that and start getting this out. And that's what we're talking about right now, because we can predict diseases many years before they happen just by knowing, like, let's say your copper starts going high in your body over a certain rate. It's a marker for lymphatic cancer, and it'll tell you about 6 to 8 years before you actually get it that it's coming, and you can take steps long before the doctor can give you a test.
All right, well, hold that thought, and we'll talk more about the specific kind of tests that that Dr. Tuff thinks are the most important, or at least foundational, in which to begin this whole process of trying to individualize your own needs and, as he said, to spot things that are happening or could happen down the road if we don't change what we're doing today. I'm Kerry Nosler. This is The Wide World of Health. You're listening to Talk 650 KSTE. We'll be right back.
Think for yourself. Participate in the debate. Talk 650 KSTE. This is The Wide World of Health with Kerry Nosler. Brought to you by Sunrise Natural Foods. Talk 650 KSTE. Here again, Kerry Nosler.
Kerry Nosler here with you on The Wide World of Health. Dr. Greg Teft, our special guest today. And again, the holy grail of nutritional personalization, we can say, is finding out the program that is absolutely right for you, just for you. And that's what Dr. Tuff claims he is able to do. And there are many tests that he employs to do that. And at this point in time, I want to find out which ones he considers to be the best at doing that. So, Doctor, in terms of where you start with folks to individualize this prescription, where do we go?
Well, in essence, we always start smallest. So you are simply 72 minerals and water. That's what we are. Everything in your body is either the mineral itself, like calcium in bone or potassium in brain tissue, or something that's made from that mineral combining with other minerals. Okay, if you take calcium and you put in oxygen from the water, H2O, and you combine it with a hydrogen from water and 3 nitrogen from air, you got vitamin D, a little sun on your skin, and you do that, and so on. Every mineral is made into a vitamin. Every mineral, in fact, as you start building these minerals in like Legoland, building them into bigger things, they make amino acids, fatty acids, even tissues in the body. So we always start with minerals. So we use, and, you know, there's a whole story as to do you use blood or urine or saliva or stool or hair. Well, it's in 16 journals, you got to use hair. And hair gives you the most reliable indicator of all the nutrient minerals and the toxic metals. In fact, it's the best indicator for toxic metals over blood. Your blood comes in if you...
No, that's basically what has been used for over the years is for toxicity. But I've seen conflicting. You mentioned 16 journals. There's a lot of other journals that don't necessarily confer that it's the best for kind of understanding the nutritional status of the other minerals.
Well, that's the problem. If you read any of the functional science journals, integrated medicine journals, or the molecular journals, anything to do, there's about 16 of them which are really on the front end of this, because remember, the labs have spent trillions literally getting all this technology. This is all licensed and governed by the governments in this country and other countries. And the whole thing's kind of sorted out to a, you know, almost like a recipe for success if people would just be trained in it. And every lab manual, which counts more than anything, the lab manuals are what you learn from in school. They list, they have it right there. You got to test your minerals from here. Here's the shortcomings, and they happen to be far fewer than any other specimen. So you always start with minerals in here, and you get an average value. Now, that becomes, it just so happens, thanks to the work, the huge amount of research by Dr. Watts, and the fact that he has 80 some odd million people in 70 countries now on his particular program, you're able to predict diet and vitamins more completely and more accurately than from any other type of test. If we were to test you for amino acids from urine or blood, and there's benefits to one way or the other, or fatty acids from, we can do it for a blood spot. You don't even, we send the kids out, or hormones we can do from saliva. I mean, or any other type of nutrient or any other type of test, you cannot get the best prediction of your overall need for supplements as you can for minerals, nor what foods. And this is the weakest spot in other programs, because this actually matches the minerals in your body versus the minerals in all food. So if you have too much calcium in your body and not enough potassium, I use this example all the time, and you take a test and it shows that, obviously, they're going to have you eat foods that are high in potassium and low in calcium until it balances out. So a piece of cheese is not a good idea when your calcium's high and your potassium's low. Can't do that with any other test. Can't do that with aminos, fatty acids, hormones, organic acids, any of these other things. Can't do it from a gene test, no matter what you've heard, because we do those, all the new tests you hear about. We do them all, and that's our area. So you got to start somewhere, and it turns out to be the least expensive, easiest to do, and the most accurate and comprehensive in terms of its diagnostic and therapeutic value. So we've been using, and I learned about that back in Malibu, because a lot of people catch one test. They'll do an allergy test, when they still can't predict diet. They can just say, well, you can't have whatever this allergy says, and there's seven different types of allergies you can have. Most people, the conventional medicine only tests one of those classes, so there's shortcomings there. Still can't predict the overall picture of how to reorganize supplements in food like you can for minerals. And you can't take minerals from blood because it only has 50% accuracy for four minerals. And you can't take it from urine because that's the amount of minerals that are coming out of your body. So they compared all the different specimens. Hair was it. And, of course, there's 6,700 studies to back that up. And then, of course, you always hear about these. There were six that refuted it. We talked about it earlier. But they were all flawed studies, no matter what you hear. It's like they were – in fact, I did a paper on it, so I know firsthand. But same with the other tests. There's always some setback somewhere, but they are established medical tests. But the trick is, which is what you're driving at, Kerry, is there's a method to this where for every dollar you spend, you end up, for a couple hundred dollars, you can know exactly what to do from this point on in more comprehensive a picture, and not just pinpoint, well, I'm allergic to this, or my hormone's low here, or I need this amino acid. It paints the picture better. And that's what we want, because right out of the gate, the more we can get from a mineral test people to do, and the more future tests will confirm their progress, the more we can get from that test, the better. And in fact, about 60% of people are able to balance everything just from knowing this. So why do other tests if you don't need it? And in fact, this particular program that we've selected, we call it the Total Body Chemistry Test, is able to predict if you need other tests or not. Even if you don't, a lot of people, we say, hey, look, we want to stay on a minimalist view. We want to take, unless you get some really seriously bad situations going on here, imbalances, toxic stuff that you need to take separate action on, you want to make sure, ultimately, that you follow this program and you get as much value as you can. And when it doesn't work or it's one point or another and you're, of course, following it, then maybe it's a provocation for doing another test. Maybe there's too much estrogen in your body, which I doubt, Kerry, that's holding the calcium up. So maybe we need to take a little more closer
look. But how would you find – you don't find estrogen from hair.
Well, yeah, actually, you can tell because estrogen is a copper-dominant hormone. In other words, it's mainly made of copper. So if your copper is high, usually your estrogen is high. Now, that also goes along with calcium, but that's a secondary finding. So just imagine these people, these labs, these are medical labs now that do this, okay? Of course, there aren't a lot of doctors that do. You know, you got to go to school for another 4 years, so very few are doing this. And, you know, that's why they do what we do. But to shortcut it to people. But the reality is that what they did originally was they put every disease they could think of out there on the table, and they said, okay, let's do nutritional tests on people with these diseases. And they found common denominators in each disease. And then over the years, since this has been going on since 1903, okay, with the animals and everything, they were able to say, oh, my gosh, when Kerry builds up more calcium outside of bone because he doesn't have enough potassium or phosphorus or magnesium to keep it there, and I'm being overly simplistic, but that's what it is, guess what? That calcium ends up in his blood vessels, his plaque. He's got a predilection for heart disease. It ends up after a certain point, especially if the copper's off, if the copper's high with it, he starts to get a certain amount of gallstone development in his gallbladder. He starts to develop kidney stones. He starts to have more spasms because the calcium deposits in muscle that keep muscles from, relaxing. That's what causes a heart attack, by the way, too much calcium in the heart. That's why they give you nitroglycerin, which is a potassium-dominant mineral. See how this works? It's like taking that atomic weight chart and then looking up all these other substances. In fact, every drug, herb, and homeopathic has its dominant mineral set. So you go back to minerals. If you're good at physics, this is like just simple. Luckily, I was good at that, and chemistry, of course. But the reality is that's all you are is a chemistry set. And the more we can get this thing on the table, you know, in terms of diet and supplements, and the more we can move to get everything balanced, the faster all these little disease predilections disappear. I see it all the time. And people come back with perfect medical tests. They are able to drop certain drugs or dosages of drugs. I mean, we do this as a matter of routine. So,
all right, we'll hold that thought, Dr. Greg Tuff, our special guest, and we'll continue on with the whole idea of personalized health prescriptions, as evidenced by the many hundreds of thousands of people that he's worked with, and we'll convey that knowledge to you as well. I'm Kerry Nosler. You're listening to Talk 650 KSTE, Wide World of Health. We'll be right back.
All the things you can't talk about at the dinner table. Talk 650 KSTE. This is the Wide World of Health with Kerry Nosler, brought to you by Sunrise Natural Foods. Talk 650 KSTE. Here again, Kerry Nosler.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to the Wide World of Health. This is Kerry Nosler. We're talking to Dr. Greg Tuff on this particular segment of the Wide World of Health and his particular expertise in helping you to personalize your own programs. So, Greg, in terms of then kind of taking this initial test, the hair test, to determine a great deal of foundational information, how then can you help someone determine, for example, what foods may or may not be good for them in terms of potential allergic reactions or just things that will help them to build their body more effectively?
Well, great question. You know, first of all, we got to remember that the old saying, you are what you eat. Your body takes what it needs from your diet, your vitamins, and drops the rest is completely false. And when you take a test such as you're just mentioning, Kerry, 98.7% of Americans have multiple deficiencies, excesses, and toxics, more than any of the other 70 countries being studied, actually 76 now. The most. We also have the most diet-related disease. We take the most drugs. That all goes hand in hand. So first of all, we're going to expect to find something wrong, and we are number one in the world for slow metabolisms. We actually can equate your rate of metabolism thanks to work of this lab with the University of Texas and Dr. Roger Williams, who's the godfather of all this, by the way. So when you take a test, what we're going to do is figure out, we're going to see what your mineral pattern is. Okay, your toxics, your most primary nutrient elements, And we're even going to look at their relationships to one another, because like calcium and potassium fight each other. When people think, well, I can take this vitamin or that, but the reality is they work in groups. So you've got to know which is synergistic, which is antagonistic. Even taking a supplement, there's an art to. So they get this, these results, and they're able to equate one of eight different metabolic rate types. And this is based on research with the University of Texas in this lab that determined people with more metabolism are healthier. So they create more energy from less food. That's our goal. We also get a reading on what your glands are doing. You're talking about hormones, your stress glands. We can tell by what your minerals and their associated vitamins are doing, which are taken right off this test, and aminos, too. Certain aminos are right off the bat because they're correlated so highly, and a few other things, too. But right away, we can know if your thyroid output is lower than it should be. Okay, you'll see if we do, oh, well, your thyroid's low, and they get regular medical tests, people's thyroids are low, okay, or on the bottom end at least, or even off the scale, it depends. Same for the adrenal glands. In this age of stress, we'll know what your adrenal glands are doing, even what your brain is telling your body to do, whether you're a sympathetic dominant or a parasympathetic dominant person. In other words, your brain's telling your body, make more energy or not, okay? Things like that. Plus, we'll pinpoint the highs and the lows, deficiencies and excesses of what of each mineral, and that's the nutrient minerals and the toxic, and what that really means. Just about every toxin is connected to cancer, so it's always good to know what your toxics are. But excesses of vitamins, the Haynes 1, 2, and 3 study said people that are just taking gobs of vitamins without knowing what they're doing, you know, indiscriminately, 53% of them are taking so many of the wrong vitamins, not enough of the right ones, are actually creating more trouble than not. So we want to get that down to a finer point. So that's besides figuring out what each of these imbalances means in relation to one another, in relation to the glands, we also want to know which vitamins you need more of. Do you need more B6 right now? Do you need less vitamin A? Because you can't put the two together, actually. If you need more B6 and you add vitamin A, the vitamin A will counteract the B6. You got to know this, but the lab knows this. It's been doing this for years, okay? Also, it'll tell you what your general guidelines are. Is a slow or fast metabolizer, most likely slow, most people are. And then it'll get very specific, and this is the most amazing part, and this is what I love about this particular test most. It'll match up food to body relationships. So Carrie, like I was saying, Carrie might test and his calcium's too high. It's not staying in bone. In fact, it's leaving his bone and ending up in the soft tissue. And there's reasons for that. And we can manipulate. There's 14 principles we can use to fix you. No problem. Just knowing what the heck's wrong is the key. But calcium's too high, potassium's too low. So what the computer kicks out is all the foods that are high in calcium and low in potassium. Those are your worst foods. You don't want to eat those because it's going to make it worse, right? And your best foods, which would be the opposite. They call it the law of opposites. The foods that are highest in potassium and low in calcium, nobody else can do that. That's why I love this particular procedure, because you got to work it from the diet and the supplements. You know, man does not live by food alone anymore. They need some subs nowadays. The reasons for that, we could have a whole other 10 shows on. And then supplements, the same thing. So you want to get the best blend. Plus, they can predict exactly how much of each nutrient you need and create a whole formula for that. I mean, unbelievable. Plus, the best part of this is we call it the crystal ball effect, picking up on disease tendencies before they manifest. The average person on our test has 12 in America, has 12 nutritional imbalance patterns that are adding up to statistically significant disease tendencies that will show. Okay, 12 to 14. I think it's 14 now. It was 12 like last year. It's getting worse. So we can tell, you know, that you're already developing heart disease even before the doc can say anything, before an x-ray can tell you anything, before a sonogram. That's what we want, because we can reverse it. We can get that calcium going to bone. We can get all these other imbalances out, and we can maximize digestion, absorption, utilization, and elimination. Those are the keys to a better metabolism. And the trick to this is specificity, because you have metabolic resistance that you need to know about. So if you eat something like cheese, and you're not supposed to, it creates resistance. Your body can't metabolize it as well, so it slows metabolism down because it wants the other. It wants more of the opposite of that. And in fact, if you do enough of misfeeding your body with the wrong amounts of things, you actually can intrude on what they call genetic flexibility. You actually damage your genes. And we do gene tests, and there are gene problems you can fix and those you can't. And the ones you can fix are usually the newest ones that have been damaged, genes that have been damaged by faulty nutrition. By the way, mercury damages your genes. So I have people, I say, you got to know if there's mercury in you. Because when you damage a gene in the moment, of course, that's going to affect the way your body survives, what we call survival of the unfittest. You'll be on drugs to increase your lifespan when you should have passed away, maybe. Of course, the quality of life goes away, as we all know, when we get on drugs, which is not good. But the reality is you undermine the gene pool of your future generation. So let's say right now, Carrie, you have a high calcium, low potassium. You're not supposed to drink milk right now. We have to see where this goes because we're going to figure out exactly what your genetic expression is. Are you more Eskimo or are you more East Indian Hindu vegetarian in terms of your ancestors' food orientations? We'll figure that out, but it takes a little while. It takes a year or so to really get that off the ground. A couple tests, you're on your way. You'll start to figure this out.
What tests would those be?
Well, it depends. We try to do everything we can from the hair test to keep it down, but so it's the retest of this particular program to check progress. That's the only way you can be sure it's working. And then if some area isn't working, let's say your potassium's not going up fast enough, we say, Carrie, there's too much cortisol in your body, so we might suggest a saliva test. I think it's like $100 to us. It would be about $600 in a doctor's office. It's ridiculous. We're all overpriced. My goodness, that's another show someday. But let me tell you just how expensive things are. But the reality is, if we find that your cortisol is too high, and that's what's keeping the calcium retention artificially elevated and the potassium down, then we can actually work to change that. We can use something like glycerin to counteract, to fool your adrenal gland into thinking there's more cortisol than it is, so it'll produce more of the right catecholamines to counteract this. Or maybe you have a parasite. You know, you could have some kind of amoeba, and nobody picked up in standard medical tests that are eating up all your potassium, so you can't even digest it. We can figure this out, but everybody's their own story. And the way to get moved along is to go from one test to the next. I always say the first retest is the most interesting, because everything you do is now going to be put to the test, as all things should be. Because the rest is
now, when you retest again, now how long does it take before you start to see the results, would necessitate another test?
Right. Well, the lab predicts it based on your results. It's all lab statistics. So they might say, oh, my God, this person's a mess. Let's do a retest in 2 months because it's tricky and you might need to do other tests. Or they might say, 4 months, no problem. Or they might say 6 months or a year. It just depends. The more you get better, the less vitamins you need to take. That's the only program in the world that does that. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be, because getting there is more difficult than staying there. And what we're able to do is pick out only about 30% of the food out there is really right for your genes in the long run. And we're going to find out what those foods are. Because every time that...
So if you have damaged your genes, as you said, and they can't be repaired, what would you do then? What could you do to kind of work around that?
Well, you reduce their expression, the weakness in expression, as Linus Pauling said. And, I was endorsed by Dr. Hoffer, who's really actually Dr. Pauling's mentor. He's on the website and everything, and the book you can see in the front of the book. But what you do is you supplant the enzyme systems that the gene controls, because all the gene does is it sets up enzymes that process nutrients into things in your body at certain rates. And a damaged gene cuts down on a rate of producing one thing or another through the enzyme system. So what you do is you increase the cofactors for the enzymes affected, and you can restore a lot of that function. He used to do that all the time with schizophrenia. 70% of Dr. Hoffer's patients, he didn't need drugs to stabilize their schizophrenia. He just used massive amounts of niacin, and he used certain potassium-rich foods, and he used a couple of amino acids like GABA, and without any drugs whatsoever, they wouldn't have any schizophrenic remission. They wouldn't have expression. They go into remission. That's really what got the medical community mad at him. But this works for all diseases. So even if there's a genetic... Now, if you have a diabetic gene, you can't produce insulin because it's a fixed heterozygous genetic flaw, they call it, not just a homologous, okay, which is one-sided, genetic flaw, which we can fix. You're stuck. If you can't produce insulin, you got to take it. You're dead without it, okay? So we can't fix everything, but according to the journals and according to the labs, they feel that we can we can reduce the expression of all genetic deficiencies by 80%. So we can improve upon a genetic problem by as much as 80%. which is pretty profound.
All right, well, that's a great number. We'll come back and pick up on that with Dr. Greg Teff, our special guest on The Wide World of Health. Talk 650 KSTE, Carrie Nosler. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Talk 650 KSTE. This is The Wide World of Health with Carrie Nosler. Brought to you by Sunrise Natural Foods. Talk 650 KSTE. Here again, Carrie Nosler.
Dr. Greg Teft, our special guest on The Wide World of Health, author of the book Your Personal Life, and individualized nutrition and exercise specialist in terms of lifestyle optimizing, you might say. Let's talk about exercise just a bit. Greg, can the same kind of recommendation be gained by this testing in terms of helping the person to understand what level of activity he or she should be doing?
Kerry, you really hit the nail on the head. I blame all my athletic successes on this, actually overcoming asthma without drugs, which got me going in this direction back in the 70s when it was first being studied openly, and I was one of the first studies. And obviously, you know, on the PNC Science website, I have right there, Fox did a news program on me. And it's all about weight loss, and there you'll see a lot of actors. But we always say this is something that the actors and the athletes always gravitated towards. That was mostly in Malibu because we could get people into incredible shape in record time. And in the case of athletes particularly, you know, actors need to look good for parts, you know. And I even have I don't want to mention names, but let's just say the governor is one of those people who's into that. A lot of people you wouldn't believe had done this, okay? I mean, why? Because not only can you look better, faster, but you perform better. So the Olympic team, U.S. National Swim Team, Race Across America, all the time, and a lot of the pro teams, they all use this approach to maximizing performance. And, you know, it's easy to see. I have one fellow who's talking about bodybuilding earlier, natural bodybuilding now, Josh Trentini, who became Mr. World on this program. He never won a show. We put him into the program. His strength went up 200%, which is amazing. And this happens all the time. People notice they become stronger, faster. They recovery from workouts better. So it's a big performance enhancement. And our friend Pavel Patsulian, that's one of the reasons he's on our medical advisory board. He's the king of the kettlebells, I guess, and he noticed that. So he wanted to join us and be part of this because he realized that, in fact, this is a barrier to better athletic performance. So without a doubt.
So if I get all my 87 minerals in alignment, the same with Blake Griffin, then I can dunk.
You'll perform better than ever. And, you know, just in life you perform better. UCLA says using this approach you live to be 166. You know,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Now, of course, it's going to help everything. 1,800 diseases, eliminates fatigue. I mean, this is all written. I don't make this up. These are medical labs that, you know, they're putting this out. They're doing all the studies, government studies. I mean, my book is chock full of all that information. The website is, too. And, you know, I keep the Fox video on there because, you know, when you see some of the people on that video, they are ours, okay? A lot of people, especially athletes, don't like their competition to know why they're winning. So it's hard. I know, I think we have Arthur Clark, who is PGA, you know, golf rookie of the year chasing Tiger Woods. There's a few people that will come forward, but they don't want their competition to know. Guys like Dolph Lundgren from The Rock, remember Rocky IV and all that. I do have a few people that are outspoken about this, but actors are a little bit easier, but even they want to get paid for this, which we won't do. But athletes, forget it. If you have a gold medal, Kerry, you don't want your competition to know that the nutrition testing is part of the reason why you have that, you see. So it's kind of a behind the scenes to a large extent. Every now and then somebody comes out and says something nice like, you know, Michael Clark did or Josh Trentini, natural Mr. USA, because, of, you know, people don't have to, you know, they don't care, but their competitors know. So that's another
right. But what I guess I was more interested in, I understand that in terms of, let's say, optimizing an individual athlete's potential, but whether or not someone should engage in, let's say, non-strenuous activities versus strenuous activities, you know, weight training versus, let's say, yoga. Is there any way to know that as a result of putting together a metabolic profile?
Oh, yeah. Because if we know the state of your metabolism, we'll know that working too strenuously, too fast, as an example, is going to depress your adrenal glands more so. And that if your thyroid's lagging behind, certain types of exercises will help that area work, adapt faster than others. Yeah, absolutely. I see what you're saying. Yes. without a doubt. In fact, you know, with all the troubleshooting I've done to put total programs together, we use the nutritional tests side by side with testing people's physical capacities so we can match the two up from each end. And their net effect is they rapidly respond. They get better results than ever. And absolutely, specificity is the key. And the more we can correlate the two of these things, that, you know, we even talk about body structure, you know, body composition. I mean, all these things come into play. But absolutely, it all helps with us to narrow down what is the best for you to do, whether it's, you know, just trying to improve your health or having putting together a totally complete fitness program.
All right, so give us information then again on the website and the program and all the contact data.
Sure. It's PNC, short for Personalized Nutrition Consultants, PNCScience.com, www.PNCScience.com. That's the website. If I know you're local, so I'll give a phone number, 949-813-5699. And anybody that calls up from the show, let's just say the first five people, I will send them a free book, autograph book. I just need to know what their name is. In your honor, Kerry.
Oh, thank you.
And you can see the Fox video there. You can see testimonials. You can see the history of orthomolecular medicine, all of these things. I think the website, you know, nowadays, Kerry, instead of reading a book, you look at the website. But either way, that's our contact information. And realize I'm in 14 countries. The majority of this is mail orderable. And it's very inexpensive. In fact, it saves money for most people. And it was developed by the labs as a shortcut because the doctor's so slow and they're so expensive, you know, to do these things. And unfortunately, they're very inexpensive. They can be done. And, you know, conventional medicine has really all but passed it up so far.
Even though they've got all the tests available to them, that's the sad part again. So, again, one more time, the website, please.
It is as in personalized, N as in nutrition, C as in consultant, PNC Science, SCIENCE.com.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Your enthusiasm obviously belies the fact that you have such great confidence in the work that you've been doing, and I appreciate you sharing it with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me and for your unlimited interest in this, Kerry. You are one of the most informed radio show hosts I've ever talked to.
Well, I thank you very much. It must be I got my 87 minerals in alignment. Thank you for that as well. So that's it for this edition of The Wide World of Health. Kerry Nosler here with you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And do make it a point to come back next Sunday, 12 to 2. We'll do it again, another foray into this fascinating world of ways to optimize and our own potential. Thank you and have a great week.